Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this story where NASA is issuing a call that artifacts on the moon be left intact. And basically, it's because we're starting to see other countries start to send robotic missions to the moon. Space is becoming privatized. There's actually a new XPRIZE out there for the first private entity that can send a probe to the moon, have it drive, I think it's a half a mile, and then return to Earth. Or maybe even the return isn't there. But the fear is that, like the Titanic, there will be treasure hunters going to the moon to salvage bits and pieces of the Apollo landing sites to bring them back and put them up for auction on eBay or something like that. It's a long shot, but it will happen eventually. You know, we know that it will. But I think this is a very revealing story about NASA, who, as you probably remember this last year, I criticized them rather strenuously for this attitude of going around to the astronauts and saying, you know something, all those souvenirs you kept, we didn't officially give them to you, so you have to give them back to us because now they're worth a lot of money. And I think the one that really kind of hammered this home was Jim Lovell. And by the way, if you live in Illinois, he's got a very nice restaurant. That's his retirement. He's got this family restaurant. And drop by and spend a lot of money and tell him I said hello. He had the flight plan from Apollo 13, in which he'd handwritten all those little calculations when they had to move the flight system from the command module to the lunar module after the oxygen tank for the fuel cells exploded, because the reference system for the command module was at right angles to the reference system for the lunar module, and they had to do a matrix conversion there on the fly. So Lovell kept the flight plan, which after the mission is over, big deal. And the story was he donated it to a fundraising event to auction it off to raise money for charity, which I thought was a pretty cool thing. And NASA's lawyers come in and say, oh, no. If it's worth that much money, we still own it, and we want to take it back and blah, 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 blah. So now NASA is out there saying, if you're going to go to the moon, respect our historical relics. And I can see their point of view, but it sort of underscores the fact that NASA is now looking backwards. They're not looking forward. They're not thinking about the next mission and moving forward. They're basically, they're living on their past glory. Yes, you will honor and respect what we did 20, 30 years ago, because we can't do that anymore. Now, I don't want to see the Apollo landing sites desecrated, but like the Titanic, they're going to succumb to the environment. Yeah, there's no air or water on the moon worth mentioning, but there's solar radiation, which weakens metal. We learned that one on Apollo 12 when they brought back those pieces from Surveyor 3, and those things were on the verge of dissolving. There was another example where an early shuttle mission put up a device called the LDEF, the Long Duration Exposure Facility, where they had samples of all these materials they wanted to use for spacecraft in this giant floating frame, and they just parked it in orbit and left it there. Then Challenger happened, and the LDEF was left in orbit for a lot longer than it was expected to be there, and when they finally brought it back down, most of the frames were completely empty. The samples of material had completely eroded away from solar wind and cosmic rays and micrometeorites and the rest of it. So space is a very rough environment. It is not something that will preserve the artifacts for eternity. And, of course, for those of us who worked on some of the early missions like Viking, you know, and we'd like to think that little spacecraft is going to be there as a monument to our achievement for millions and millions of years. It's just not so. It's dissolving away even now here. So NASA is betraying itself. They're living on past glories, and they're trying to basically keep themselves relevant, but it's not happening. We're going to grab a phone call here. Chuck in Texas. Aloha, Chuck. Oh, wait a minute. We got to take a break, then we'll take phone calls. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we take the phone calls, I'm watching the corporate media, and apparently there's this big deal where Donald Trump is embracing the birther theories, and he's come under criticism for that, and Romney is standing by him, which, you know, it's a grandstand for free press and free attention. And again, I'm telling you, Barack Obama wants you all to get caught up in this birth certificate nonsense, because he's going to come clean about his true father in September, October, and just cry at how cruel the political opposition is to drag his mother's indiscretion through the mud. And he'll ride that tide of sympathy into his second term here. Don't fall for it. Remember, these politicians are desperate. These candidates are desperate, with the exception of Ron Paul. They want this campaign to be about illegal immigrants and gay marriage and abortion and anything else they can think of that is not the economy, not the wars, and not their constant obeisance to Tel Aviv. And that's what they're doing on this thing. By the way, a little programming note. Over the holiday weekend, I finished that little video about the food stamp money running out and local churches stepping in to fill the gap. So that's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. You might want to take a look at that. And yes, I will criticize child molesting priests, but when churches do good things, I'm going to pay some attention to it as well. And this is certainly some very, very good work that they've been doing. All right, we're going to grab some phone calls here. Chuck in Texas. Aloha, Chuck. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Well, aloha, Mike. Hey, I was wondering if I could take you back to earlier in the show. You touched on something that's an area I have not had a chance to look at, and that's the credit default swaps. Would you go through what they are, what their threat is, and you mentioned a timeline of when them coming due. Would you go through all that and explain what they are and the immediate threat and the effect on precious metals?
Okay, now a credit default swap, it's a form of derivative, and a derivative in general terms is any financial transaction whose value depends on another financial transaction. Short selling is a form of derivative, and originally they were designed as hedges to manage risk, but they've sort of been turned into their own little high-stakes gambling game. And a credit default swap is a form of derivative that is an insurance policy. And the idea is that if I'm going to invest several million dollars in Consolidated Lint, but at the same time I buy a credit default swap from an underwriter that says if my investment in United Lint goes bad, that they will cover some of the losses. It's like an insurance policy. But you see, with a regular insurance policy, like a fire insurance policy on your home, only the owner of the asset can buy that insurance policy. I cannot take out a fire insurance policy on my neighbor's house. It's just not going to happen. But with credit default swaps, they're unregulated, and you can buy insurance on other people's financial transactions. And it's become this really wonderful way for people to gamble on whether or not certain things are going to happen or not. Now,
So who's the insurer, so to speak?
For the European debt, it's mostly the Wall Street banks. They covered about 95% of these credit default swaps. And for them, it's been sort of like free money because, you know, as AIG was doing, they were selling these credit default swaps against these mortgage-backed securities. They didn't expect that they were going to collapse. They didn't keep the cash reserves that normal insurance companies are required to keep in order to cover claims. And so what happened is when it all came apart, AIG collapsed. So the situation we have with Wall Street, they have been selling these credit default swaps on Europe's debt. They've been taking the money and spending it. They don't have the cash reserves to cover the losses. When Europe comes apart, they can't begin to pay it. So what's happened is Obama's administration is now saying they're going to backstop Wall Street for the credit default swaps on Europe's debt with the American taxpayer. In other words, you're going to get to pony up for the losses again. So basically, we're looking at Greece is probably going to implode sometime in the next few weeks. Europe, you know, is already getting ready for the Eurozone and the single currency to collapse. And when that happens, everybody holding these credit default swaps is going to be pounding on the doors of Wall Street demanding their money. And Obama is getting ready to say, all right, Wall Street doesn't have it, but we're going to get it from those kind and generous and wonderful giving American taxpayers.
Okay, so the insurer gets to shift his losses onto us, and so does the insured.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly right. The poor are always made to pay for all.
And the timeline was that you mentioned a couple of weeks was because that's about how much long Greece has.
Yes.
Okay, I understand now. Thanks, Mike.
All right, you got it there. We're going to switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Hope you had a restful weekend.
I certainly did. I'm back tanned, rested, and ready.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, my dad used to go up to the Vietnam Memorial Wall because he was a commander in Vietnam, and, you know, he commanded a platoon and a company, and he'd written a lot of letters home from his Marines that died in the field. And he always went back to the wall every year. Well, my father's passed away, but I talked to the gunnery sergeant who goes and visits the wall yearly and used to meet my father. And he was saying basically the TSA groped him down where he actually hurt his family jewels. And then going to Washington, D.C., it was a virtual police state. I mean, he couldn't take a picture. I mean, it was just like, this is like so absurd, the level of tyranny, just to go visit the wall.
It really is, and that I was thinking, now, they treated me very gently, and that's because I wasn't wearing any What Really Happened t-shirts, But, you know, I'm standing there in that line and saying, this is just an insult to the memory of everybody who sacrificed their life in World War II in Europe to stop the Nazis, who were very big on this, get them naked, run them through lines, your papers, please, and so forth and so on. And it's like, did we actually secretly lose the war and nobody bothered to tell us?
Well, you know what I was kind of thinking? These World War II vets that the TSA yells at in wheelchairs. If these World War II vets were 30 years younger, these agents would be flat on the floor. I'll tell you that right now, because these people seen combat, and they ain't going to put up with one punk in a uniform trying to bark orders at them or grab their wife.
It's an insult, and I don't know why we're putting up with it as much as we are. But like I said, if a violent revolution comes to the United States of America, those TSA workers are going to be the first ones to go because we know where they are.
Next is the IRS.
Yeah, well, they're a little harder to get to unless you're flying a small aircraft. But we'll see what goes on with that. All right?
Right. Yeah, but, you know, also, too, you know, the thing is, I watched the NASCAR thing, NASCAR last Sunday, and they had the 82nd Airborne. And I will tell you one thing. Just seeing a presentation of what happened with seeing the military there, the 82nd Airborne, it was like they dropped their standards in a ceremony thing. I mean, they're in battle dress uniform. And usually you used to see people in dress blues and everything, but it was just like they were sloppy. And this is one of the saddest things. It's more like military chivalry going out the window. For these phony wars.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of propaganda over the weekend, and I don't think a lot of people were paying attention to it. I've had people who wrote in about all the dumb things Obama was saying there in his speech. I couldn't even watch it. I mean, I figured I was on vacation. I wasn't going to watch it. It's just more of the same crud, you know, about how it's great and glorious to die in combat for the money junkies. And aren't we glad that all these people went out and got killed to make, you know, Wall Street richer, and even more grateful that they died doing it so we don't have to take care of them and their injuries for the rest of their lives. And it's very, very sickening and nauseating. And they're getting ready to do it again. Every time the United States gets into these financial messes, they get out with a world war. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, World War III. And we're literally running out of time to stop them. Because this is still low-intensity conflict. But when it goes to high intensity, the United States is going to lose this next world war. They don't have the 3Ms. They don't have the men. They don't have the money. They don't have the manufacturing, which is what made the difference in the first two big mistakes. We're going to lose this one. The bankers don't care. The bankers make money no matter who wins or loses. And our government doesn't seem to understand that.
They always need to understand it. It's not good to go in bed with the bankers, because they always... And the thing is, one of these days, the bankers are going to get arrested, and they are going to see the guillotine. I just hope it happens sooner than later.
Well, you know, I agree with you, and when the French had their revolution, the bankers got the trip to get that chop, you know, before the king and queen. That's not just a coincidence.
It's just the thing, you know... It's like these bankers, they're not untouchable. And once people realize that it's these people pulling all the strings, you know, it's over. And, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, what goes around comes around. I don't care how much money they have.
Well, it is coming. You're welcome. It is coming around, and we're already getting reports from New York that the top executives of Goldman Sachs are being driven around with more security than the president has, you know, armored vans and hired Israeli, you know, shock troops, and literally cordoning off the entryway to their new office building so that the executives can get in and get out without being afraid of being shot at or something. So, yeah, they know how angry we all are, and they're counting on the government to protect the money junkies from the American people, which in the election year is a little difficult. That's a hard one. How do you go out and protect the money junkies from the people at a time when you're trying to convince the people you're doing a good job for the nation? It's a little hard. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Don't answer it. How can can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. TJ in Georgia. Aloha, TJ. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thank you, Mike. Hey, I was listening to the very good points you're making about the F-22 and the F-35. Well, here's the irony of what you're talking about, those jet aircraft. Hawker Beechcraft makes an AT-6. It's a counterintelligence, prop-driven, close air support fighter. It's mainly for special forces, okay? And it's built on the AT frame, which has been used by our entire military for years. It's a proven airframe to train our guys, train our pilots how to fly. Okay? Well, U.S. military, I know for a fact the U.S. Air Force and I believe the United States Navy had signed contracts with Hawker Beechcraft for this proven airframe, something that's been around for a while. Well, the Obama administration ends up coming in and orders the contracts canceled. Now, mind you, the contracts have already been signed, and they were ready to go into production. Well, they ended up giving it to a Brazilian company. I think it's hard to pronounce. But anyway,
I remember the story.
Yes, and the biggest owner of stocks in that Brazilian company outside of Brazil was George Soros. So it's like a dichotomy. We finally have something proven that would help our special forces soldiers on the ground, a proven airframe, and yet they give it to Brazil to make this super Tucano, which is really not proven to us. And I mean, how much more collusion can you possibly see? You know, oh, is it just a coincidence that George Soros happens to be the largest stock owner in this company, you know, down in Brazil, that they gave the contract to for these little, post-air support little fighter bombers, prop-driven? I mean, it defies logic, Mike.
Well, it doesn't defy logic when you understand the logic is to take the tax money and hand it out to your cronies. And we've seen that before, during Vietnam when all these military contracts were going to all these Texas companies where Johnson, had been a good old boy down there. There was the scandal involving the original M16 where the Pentagon brass were invested in the company that was making the M14 and literally were sabotaging the test. Again, go back and look at the book and the movie The Pentagon Wars, and you see it's all about money and corruption and just making themselves very, very rich on the backs of the American taxpayers. And these kids that we're sending into war with weapons that don't really work will pay the ultimate price for it. And that's how we wind up with an F-22 that for over 4 years, they can't fix this thing. It's suffocating its own pilots. And it's the most expensive fighter plane in the world. You think that it would at least get oxygen to its pilots, and it doesn't. It's this overdeveloped, overengineered piece of crud. And the Russians really, at least under the Soviet Union, had the right idea. Make a lot of planes very inexpensively instead of these, few very expensive behemoths that try and be everything to everybody. And they're very, very capable weapons until all of a sudden they're confronted, a 20-to-1 outnumbered out there in the sky. And then they don't do so well.
Yeah, well, you're exactly correct. And it goes right back to what you've been saying. This is a proven aircraft. The same airframe has been training our pilots in all of our services for 20, 30 years.
I'm familiar with the AT-6. I mean, it has a tendency to stall real easily, but that's why they like it as a trainer, because it teaches the pilots how to recover from a stall.
Okay, well, that's all I have, Mike. I just thought it was, kind of interesting that, we just canceled the contract with the company, and which should be illegal. And then give it to a company that George Soros has a bunch of stock in. And thank you.
Well, my concern is that, we're hearing all these people talking about war and Mitt Romney wants the most powerful military, and yet we're having other countries make all the stuff for our military, and then we scratch our heads when all of a sudden it comes in with built-in back doors. What happens if we go to war and all of a sudden Brazil is on the other side? Where do we get spare parts for all of this stuff? It's absolutely insane to have our military dependent on foreign suppliers during a time of war. It's absolutely a joke.
Mike, it's almost like they're setting us up to fail. And they
don't care if the weapons work or not, because they're just thinking about their stock options.
Well, you know what? It seems like they're all getting ready to cash in. All these bankers and all these heads of these companies are retiring and all that in record numbers. It seems like, if we fail in war, our stocks aren't going to be worth anything. It seems like the bigwigs, the guys in the know, they're going to cash out, and, to heck with the rest of us.
It's the same thing Brown Brothers Harriman did with Adolf Hitler. They were financing him right up to the start of the war, and yes, they got nailed with the Trading with the Enemies Act, but after they paid the fines and everything, they were still ahead by millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, sure. Well, how much did... Prescott Bush, how much did he actually make? And I think he had a $1 million fine, if I'm correct. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, but that was it, but it was small change compared to all that he'd made. We have to take a break for commercials. I'm going to let you go here. When we come back, we're going to talk with Sam in the Netherlands about the EU debt crisis. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you're ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. Chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to Sam in the Netherlands. Aloha, Sam. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Mike Rivero. How is it going?
I hope you enjoyed your little holiday there. Absolutely. Absolutely did.
Yeah, we all need that once in a while. I wanted to talk actually more about central banks in Europe, and you know, I guess the European debt crisis ties in with that. The reason why is because I think most people don't really have a clear idea of how the central banks over here work and how they came about. I mean, up until, if you take Holland or the Netherlands as an example, for instance, and the rest of Europe, basically Germany and the rest of the countries, it's basically the same. They all had national banks, and as of World War II, at the end of World War II, they all made the states, individual states, the sole stakeholder in these central banks. So there was a clear difference in like 1948 between the Federal Reserve System and the central banks they had in each European country, because the state was the sole stakeholder in the central bank. Now that changed in 1999. Actually, it changed in 1998. They changed all the banking laws in the 27 EU member states so that the central banks actually got separated from the state by a change in the banking laws. So that was the first thing. And then the whole ECB, European Central Bank, how does that work? Well, there is a European system of central banks. It is comprised of all the 27 member state central banks, which are still owned all by the national governments, by the way. So it's not, the Dutch government is still the sole stakeholder in the National Bank of the Netherlands, which is part of the European system of central banks. One of the 27 central banks joined together with the ECB. That makes 28 central banks in total, of which, of course, the ECB is the new one since 1998, and that's the big one we always hear about in Frankfurt. But the national central banks are still in place. They are actually part of that whole European system of central banks, and the ECB is actually the, more or less, it's the main central bank. Those other ones are the smaller ones. But that's basically, you know, how the central banks over here work.
Yeah, but they're still operating a system where the public currency is put into circulation as the proceeds of a loan at interest.
Oh, absolutely. There is one difference. The one difference is that, you know, whoever gets the benefits of that interest being, you know, paid off by the state is actually the state itself.
That may well be true, except that you're still trapped in the system that creates debt faster than it creates money with which to pay the debt.
Right.
And
but you know what I was, the thing I'm trying to say, Mike, is that until 1999, let's not get into the, I agree with you, you know, that we shouldn't have the interest, that whole thing there. But let's put that aside. Up till 1999, I think the system they had over here, I mean, it's, I'm not going to say it's the best, or, you know, or, but it wasn't as bad as, you know, the way the Fed is set up, where the country was still benefiting more or less from it. But what happened in 99 with the euro and the new European Central Bank that got created, that's the one where all the inflated stuff, you know, that's the one they inflated. That's the one that printed the euros. That's the one, you know.
Yes,
so
I hear you.
ECB is the bad one. And that one came about in 1999. So up till then, I think, they had a pretty half-decent system over here, if you forgive interest. But the ECB,
well, see,
after 1999,
is
the one
system,
that really messed
the
things
system,
up.
Let me talk for here for a minute. The system that we had in the United States of America when the nation was founded was the one that seemed to work best for the people, where the government created the currency, spent it into circulation to acquire what the government needed. The money then flowed through society, supporting commerce without accruing interest, and then was taxed back by the issuing government at the end of the cycle in order to balance the books. And there was no interest on that money at all. And banks that loaned money at interest were off to one side. They were not a mandatory part of the social structure. And that was the system that worked for the American people. It was what was truly revolutionary about the American Revolution. And ever since then, the bankers have been trying to crush that idea of a national economy out of existence. And we've had three of these private central banks come in and take over the economy. All three have brought the nation to the edge of ruin. It can't be made to work for reasons that I put out in that 11th Marble article. All of these nations, the U.S., Europe, need to go back to government-issued, value-based currencies that are not connected to a bank loan at interest.
Right. I agree with that fully. I'm just trying to explain, you know, the whole issue of the central banks here, and it's not just a simple one-sided issue. However, let's throw the debt crisis in this now, because that's where it gets interesting. I mean, over here in the media, they've basically leaked out over the last month now that for the last year and a half when they've been screaming, let's save Greece, we can't, you know, we have to save Greece, Greece will stay in the euro. Well, all they've been doing is trying to build firewalls. And they think their firewalls are in place. So currently the idea in Europe is Greece can finally, I mean, you know, it can finally implode. Because it's not going to suck us in because we got our firewalls in place and the euro will still be safe. I doubt it, though, but that's the idea. That's the thinking they got. So even if Greece collapses, our firewalls are in place, man. We're safe. So they still think the euro is going to pretty much survive a Greek debacle.
Well, they can have all. They can have all the
media is basically letting out.
They can put all the firewalls that they want in there. But remember, economics at the consumer level is a matter of perception. And when Greece goes, you're going to see people. They're going to lose confidence in the euro. They've already lost confidence in this whole idea of central banking, and they're looking for an alternative. And people are starting to say, yeah, Libya had the right idea. That's, of course, why Libya got clobbered. They were going to have a state-issued currency based on value, the gold dinar. And all these nations in Africa were saying, yeah, we want to trade with that because we're tired of having to go to the dollar and only to have the Federal Reserve inflate the value of the dollar away before we can complete our transactions. And so they wanted to go to the gold dinar, and of course that was such a threat to the private central bankers. Of course we declared war on Libya.
Right. Well, if that happens, they still got their solution in place. Remember the European system of central banks, ECB on top, and all 27 member central banks? All they'll do is get rid of the ECB. All 27 member states will have their own central banks. They're still there. The buildings are there, you know. All they'll do is print currency again. Put into circulation, it'll all go back to Marx, Guilders, Francs, you know. And
I think that's a good idea.
We're not going to get rid of the problem. I don't see how we're going to get rid of the problem, because I really want to get rid of it. But, I mean, how? They seem to have everything in place to keep it going and keep it going and keep it going.
Well, that's what the Bank of England said relative to the American colonies back in 1776, so... You know, there's, you know, the bottom line is that all of these private central banks, they have to collapse eventually. There's no way
sure.
to keep it going. Look at what happened in Zimbabwe, you know, with billion-dollar
right.
notes and stuff. We're headed that way.
Yeah.
We understand it's a disaster, and we understand the bankers have run the national economy for their own benefit, not for the benefit of the people. And that's why I keep saying having bankers in charge of the nation's economy makes as much sense as having drug addicts in charge of the pharmacies. You're not going to get a good result.
No, that's for sure. We're living it today, my friend. We're living it.
We certainly are. We certainly are.
All right. Well, keep spreading the good word. I'll keep doing it on this end.
I appreciate that. We all the help that we can get. The more people speak out, the more you give courage to others to speak out, and that is how public consensus will be arrived at. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Now, interesting little situation. I just got an email from Amnesty International, and they're basically pushing the official story about Syria. Assad has massacred his own people, hundreds of children, send money so that we can go on and urge the United Nations to do blah, 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 blah. And as far as I'm concerned, Amnesty International has just destroyed its own credibility with this email. And I'm certainly not going to send them any more money because they're simply promoting the official story of this massacre in Syria, which on the face of it doesn't make any sense. The Syrian government has already denied any involvement. It doesn't make any sense for them to go out and kill their own people because it provides the invaders the justification for the invasion. And to see Amnesty International, which is supposed to be this international organization for human rights, to simply hop on board of this let's get Assad bandwagon, as far as I'm concerned, they just created their own reputation. And I'm not going to support them anymore or say anything good about them, not after that one here. All righty, let's see. Moving right along. Phone lines are empty. We were talking about money junkies making very poor safety decisions in the name of profits, whether it's not maintaining the blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon for 4 years, not having the acoustic blowout preventers, which would have saved the Gulf of Mexico from that disaster, not putting the emergency generators for Fukushima up on a hill. In fact, they flattened a hill to make way for one of the reactors. They could have just left there and put the emergency generators up there. Not having the tsunami walls as high as experts said could be there. Just always cutting the corners, maximizing profits, cutting costs, and to heck with safety considerations. So now all of a sudden, Caltrans out in California is starting to raise the warning flag over the new Bay Bridge. The one they started to build when the earthquake destroyed the old Bay Bridge, it's scheduled to be open Labor Day weekend of next year. And already concerns are being raised that some of the concrete provided by one of the contractors is not up to specification, that corners were cut. And apparently more and more people are starting to say that this bridge may not be as earthquake proof as claimed. This is one of the most expensive infrastructure projects in California history. And now all of a sudden they're finding out that the safety testing is compromised, that the tests were not carried out correctly and properly, and that large sections of the concrete foundations may actually be weak. But they made a profit on it for their stockholders, and that makes it okay. Now, an interesting story. If you're an iPhone user and you've got the newer iPhone, you're probably familiar with this Siri, which is this natural language processing system that allows you to talk to the iPhone, and the iPhone will come back and say, I know. And it's a huge band wrong, because they don't do the processing there in the iPhone. It goes out. And apparently there are so many security hazards associated with this that IBM is telling owners of iPhones they have to disable Siri if they're going to bring their smartphone into the into work at IBM, because of concerns that their conversations are being overheard by Siri and being stored somewhere outside the control of IBM. Could very well be. I know I worked at a company one time where all the computers had software on them to prevent jump disks from being put on to the computers because of concerns that databases are going to be stolen. So it's a big problem. So they're banning Siri now. All righty, let's see. We're talking about vote fraud. I mean, they're already trumpeting that Romney will clinch the GOP nomination in Texas tonight, because by golly, that is what you're going to be told to believe, so that, you know, any sudden surprises at Tampa can be ignored, and so forth and so on. But apparently down in Florida, my goodness, Florida has such a reputation for crooked elections. There's this guy named Bill Internicola. He's 91 years old. He was born in Brooklyn. He's a World War II veteran, fought in the Battle of the Bulge, got the Bronze Star for bravery. He's been voting in Florida for 14 years. All of a sudden, he gets a letter from Broward County, Florida, saying that he is apparently not a U.S. citizen and ineligible to vote in the upcoming election. And, of course, they're saying that he can request a hearing with the supervisor of elections in order to provide proof that he's a United States citizen. Okay, and apparently these letters are going out all over Florida, where they're simply saying, we have determined you're not actually a U.S. citizen, you may not vote. And apparently these letters are targeting mostly Democrats and Hispanics. It's a repeat of 2000. They're already doing it. They're stealing the elections. We have the crookedest elections on planet Earth. These elections are so crooked, they're having to screw those ballots into the ballot boxes. And for this guy, born in Brooklyn, World War II veteran, a hero by any definition of the word, and he's being told, you are not allowed to vote. We've decided you're not a citizen. You can come in and try and convince us otherwise at great personal expense and hardship. But apparently Governor Scott's massive voter purge is targeting Democrats, and it's absurd. They're disenfranchising American citizens from voting. Same thing we saw in 2000. And they're going to keep on stealing the elections and stealing the country from you as long as you let them have it. They're getting ready to steal the elections in Greece to re-enslave us back to the money junkies. Not that we have much of a choice here. Again, they've succeeded in keeping Ron Paul out of the nomination, so we get Barack Obama, who is already bragging about all the things he'll do in his second term when he doesn't have to worry about the will of the people, and Mitt Romney, who's already out there saying, yes, we're going to have the world's most powerful military, and we're going to throw it around like we mean it. Very, very, very depressing. All righty, let's see. Now, a little story came in earlier today regarding the situation in Europe, where the European Central Bank has cut off lending to some countries, Greece especially, because they don't have any collateral. There's no creditworthy collateral. But what they're doing is they're changing the laws again, where they're allowing the member banks of the European Central Bank to borrow from each other, to shuffle the debt around, and try and obfuscate who owes what to whom. They're concealing the debt. That's what's going on here. And, of course, that's what got Greece into trouble, was trying to conceal the debt, and they wound up actually doubling it And Christine Lagarde is still out there saying, well, we don't care if the debt is the result of your leadership committing crimes and fraud. You're on the hook to pay it. That's the attitude of the money junkies, that it doesn't matter how the debt was created. You will pay it because you are loyal slaves of your government. And actually, we're not. Not in this country. We will go along with the government's requests for our time and money and children only when the government is within the letter of the law and the Constitution. And when they stop obeying the law, and when they start, obviously, obeying a foreign power, we're off the hook. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show today after these words from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Happen radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the corporate media, they're really jumping on this thing where Donald Trump is out there about the birther stuff. And again, it is a dodge, it is a smokescreen. Obama wants you all to get sucked into this because that way you'll be arguing about the birth certificate in Kenya and all the rest of it, and you're not paying attention to the economy. and you're not paying attention to the sellout to Israel, and you're not paying attention to the rush for more and more wars on behalf of Israel and on behalf of the money junkies, and you're not paying attention to the fact they're getting ready to dump the derivatives disaster onto the American taxpayer. They want you to birth certificate, Diamond Jubilee, the Queen's procession. Think about all this. Yeah, it just came on just as I said it. It's all distraction. It's all smoke and mirrors. And as far as Obama and the birth certificate situation, you know, the local papers had his birth announcement. What do you think? His mother actually knew back then he was going to be president of the United States and faked, you know, his citizenship all the way back then? I don't think so. Basically, Obama's a love child from the 60s. There are so many of them. We had the Summer of Love, followed by the Autumn of Gonorrhea. And there are a lot of children from that time who were not necessarily the product of the spouse. It was just kind of these things happen. It's hardly unique in history. Barack Obama's real father appears to have been Frank Marshall Davis. They look very much alike. I put up the link at whatreallyhappened.com. And I really don't care one way or the other. I mean, with, you know, Frank Marshall Davis, yeah, Obama is qualified to be president in terms of his birth. I don't think he's qualified in any other area. He's been an incompetent boob as far as, you know, taking care of this nation for the American people. But this is a side issue and it's a distraction. And Donald Trump is bringing it up again because he's going to help the money junkies, you know, get the money junkie candidate into office. And it's going to backfire on them. Because I'm telling you, we're going to get to September, October, and Obama is going to come clean about his real parentage. And he's going to put on the crying and tearful act about the memory of his mother and try and ride the sympathy into a second term. Don't fall for it. It's just another typical dirty trick. The issues for this election are those issues that affect every single living American. The economy and the wars and the sellout to Israel. Everything else. I understand that gay marriage is important to the gays. I understand that illegal immigration is important to the illegal immigrants. I understand that abortion is a serious issue for a lot of people, but not for everybody. These issues are being waved about purely as side issues. The war on women came out of nowhere. They're trying to wave that one around because they're desperate for you not to think about the economy and the wars. You should vote this November your wallet. And yes, I know the elections are crooked and rigged. And I think this election season is going to finally hammer that home for the vast majority of Americans. Just how crooked the elections are. When they start kicking out 91-year-old World War II heroes and all of a sudden say, we don't think you're a citizen. We dare you to prove us wrong. They're going to do the same thing this year that they did back in 2000 down in Florida. And the vote fraud never stops until you stop it. And on that thought, we will be back here tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, drive carefully, support Republic Broadcasting, support Ron Paul, support the Occupy movement, get angry. We are at that break or make point. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.